visions as well as concrete activities. Is it okay? Yeah. As concrete activities implemented serve to precisely to the state's obligation to protect the rights of ethnic minorities and ensure their involvement in the civic processes. Amendment to the Article 53 of the Georgian Criminal Code establishes that the crimes committed on the basis of race, color, national, ethnic or social origin and other features shall serve as an aggravating circumstance to any relevant offenses under the Criminal Code. Protection of the rights of ethnic minorities is one of the main dimensions of the human rights strategy and respective action plan. The law on state language was adopted in July 2015, and it includes a definition of the language of national minorities and provisions for the use of minority languages in the municipalities compactly populated by ethnic minorities. Also this year, in August, new civic equality and integration strategy and respective action plan for 2015 and 20 was adopted, and actually the strategy responds to most of the issues raised here and in other reports. The strategy builds upon earlier experiences. It forces more interaction with majority. It gives special attention to improving access of ethnic minorities to decision-making and public services, including by overcoming language barriers. Programs and projects for improving knowledge of state language among minorities will be enhanced. And the new strategy also envisages protection of cultural rights of smaller ethnic minorities groups. So in this regard, the standards of language instruction of smaller ethnic minorities are already approved and will be introduced since early next year in public schools. A new document also stresses the concrete steps in the process of integration of Roma. More efforts will be undertaken towards their inclusion in education system, also developing special educational programs for them and for their social economic integration. And a special working interagency group on small and vulnerable minorities groups will be established. As to the registration of Roma population, this process is in progress. And in 2012, 265 Roma were registered. Within 2012 and 14, 113 Roma were additionally registered and provided with appropriate legal status. And Roma population is also provided with judicial consultations. So the process is continued. As to the education, ethnic minorities in Georgia have access to all stages of education, preschool, general, higher, and vocational, also in their native languages. So basically it's undertaken in Azerbaijani, Armenian, and Russian languages. Currently, there are 213 non-Georgian language schools and 77 non-Georgian language sectors, and it constitutes 10% of all schools in Georgia. Mitigation system, so-called quota system for national minority students, which functions since 2010, resulted in substantial increase of the number of ethnic minority students enrolled in higher educational institutions in Georgia. And the number of students in 2015, in compared with 2010, is tripled. As to the participation of ethnic minorities in political processes, it is necessary to stress that the lack of knowledge of state language hinders their access to decision-making process. And in this regard, state language teaching programs are implemented at non-Georgian schools and also for ethnic minorities public servants. Full and equal participation of ethnic minorities in political processes like elections is well ensured. And the Working Group on Ethnic Minorities Issues, established in 2012 within the Central Election Commission of Georgia, provides ethnic minority voters with all necessary information on their native languages. All of the necessary documentation are translated. Also, awareness-raising campaign on election processes and procedures are conducted. And ethnic minority representatives had full and equal could fully and equally participate in the parliamentary, presidential, and local self-government elections. Currently, 8 ethnic minorities representatives are in the Georgian parliament, and the representation of ethnic minorities in the councils of the regions compactly populated by ethnic minorities is proportional to the percentage of the population in those regions. And finally, I want to touch the issue of the access of minorities to information and media. The Georgian law on broadcasting obliges the public broadcaster to reflect the ethnic, cultural, linguistic, and religious diversity and proportionally broadcast programs in minority languages and about minorities. Since 2013, television news programs on 5 national minorities' languages are daily aired on the Georgian public broadcaster. Also, information analytical program is aired. Weekly talk show on national minorities problematic and tolerance is regularly prepared and aired. The news program is also aired daily on the radio, public radio, in minority languages, in 5 minority languages, and the state supports printed media in 2 ethnic minorities languages. I also want to talk in a very brief way that the cultural identity of and culture and identity of ethnic minorities is well protected, and the state supports programs, cultural programs, and various activities aimed at the protection of their rights. The cultural centers, theaters, and museums of ethnic minorities are well supported. Thank you.